WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. An invite-only funeral will be held at the National Cathedral this morning for Senator John McCain. As expected, a lot of political heavy hitters from both parties will be there, according to Cathedral spokesperson Kevin Ekstrom.
The principal eulogists will be President George W. Bush and also President Obama. We also expect President Clinton to be here. But then there are a number of tributes and readings by his friend Senator Graham.
Ekstrom says today's funeral is probably the biggest since President Ford's in 2007. He says this is an official funeral, but not a state funeral. And yesterday, McCain lied in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. These people were there to pay their respects.
He's a war veteran, and I'm getting goosebumps right now because of what he went through. But he took what he learned and his love of his country and moved it to help not only the state of Arizona, but our whole country.
The Republican Party, if they're going to have a future, they're going to need to have people like John McCain.
Today, the late senator's body will be moved around 8:30 this morning from the Capitol to the Cathedral. The motorcade will make its way down Constitution Avenue. It will make a stop at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, where the late senator's wife, Cindy McCain, will lay a wreath. McCain will be buried tomorrow at the U.S. Naval Academy Cemetery in Annapolis. A video posted on social media yesterday showed a woman smashing the windows of a bus on Bladensburg Road and then seemingly running over the driver. This morning, a 20-year-old district woman is in police custody. D.C. police arrested Mariana Silver of Northeast yesterday on charges of assault with a dangerous weapon. Police say it all started when the woman sideswiped a Greyhound bus and then got into an argument with the driver. You can see the video on our website, WMAL.com. Lawyers for former Trump campaign aide George Papadopoulos say Donald Trump nodded with approval when Papadopoulos suggested he could facilitate a meeting between the Republican candidate and Russian President Vladimir Putin. That contention's in a sentencing memorandum filed late last night. Defense lawyers are seeking probation for Papadopoulos, who pleaded guilty last year to the FBI and is awaiting sentencing. Prosecutors say he should serve at least some prison time. And in sports, the Nats followed the Brewers 4-1. During the game, the teams worked out a trade that sent Gio Gonzalez from the Nats to the Brewers for two minor leaguers. The left-handed starter, who struggled in 2018, will be a free agent in the offseason. Game 2 in that series between the Nats and Brewers is tonight at 7:05. The Royals beat the Orioles 9-2. Game 2 in that series also tonight. The Terps play Texas in their season opener today at noon at FedEx Field. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
WMAL's Free Speech Forum is Saturday, September 22nd at the Birchmere. And it's about to sell out. Get your tickets now to see Mark Levin, Chris Plant, Larry O'Connor, and Mary Walter and Vince Colonnaise live on stage. Don't miss your chance to get one of the few remaining seats for WMAL's Free Speech Forum, Saturday, September 22nd at the Birchmere. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or charge by phone at 800-745-3000. That's 800-745-3000.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it. I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text TRIAL to 484848. Text TRIAL to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's TRIAL to 484848.
It's 7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yeah, we're a little ahead of the rain this morning, so we don't have a lot going on right now. We do have a couple of crashes. We've got this accident on 95 southbound in Virginia. This is to get on the westbound Dale City ramp. It's blocked. They've got a crash through there. It looks like there could have been some injuries involved. Now it's an accident investigation, and that is causing a delay through there, so just watch for that. Also on the Beltway, the outer loop right before River Road, we've got an accident that just got moved over to the right shoulder. Main lanes, though, reportedly are moving. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high near 84. Tonight, a chance of more showers and thunderstorms, a low around 72. Tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high near 87, a nighttime low around 73. And Labor Day, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 91. Right now, 72 in Warrenton, 76 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM
and AM 630,
WMAL. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined each week by John Gizzi. He's the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, it is great to have you with us this morning.
It's great to be here, albeit under sad circumstances.
Well, John, one of the striking headlines that you've written this week on Friday, most mourners never met McCain but loved him. You were there yesterday at the Capitol speaking with those people who came to pay their respects.
Absolutely. And people stayed for an hour or two out in this 90-degree Washington heat just to be able to glimpse the casket draped in the American flag and say one final farewell to John Sidney McCain. And people I talked to in general not only didn't know him, but never met him, never shook his hand, but they certainly knew about him, and they came here to bid him farewell. A good example as to why they would do it came from a woman named Mary Alice McCarty from Hendersonville, North Carolina. She was married to a Navy pilot during the Vietnam War. She did not like the rancor and divisiveness that surrounded America's most unpopular war, and she felt that as a prisoner of war, John McCain exemplified the great American values. And when he came out, he continued to do so. She said that the veterans of Vietnam were not properly honored, and John McCain symbolized all that they should be honored for. For me, he's always my president. It was that kind of talk, or a personal reminiscence from Pentagon employee Michael Mills, that illustrated why John McCain was an American original. Mr. Mills works in the Pentagon. He, too, had never met John McCain, but his wife did. The senator stopped and talked to her for a while and then played with their two-year-old. He didn't have to do any of those things, and John McCain was always a man in a hurry, but he always had time for people. And as Mr. Mills said, I'm here to honor a hero. A lot of tears were shed that day, and I saw some of my colleagues in the press who'd had their ups and downs with the senator from Arizona and presidential candidate, and they were there, too, to bid him farewell. I would say that this is someone who is an extraordinary person whose career could have ended when he returned from Vietnam and returned to naval service, and he'd still be considered a hero and honored. But he went on to do many other things that we know about. And today the whole country mourns and says, thanks, John.
Much of the messaging this week around the death of Senator McCain was the lack of bipartisanship these days.
Indeed.
A hope for more civility. But we could see yet another partisan fight come down on how they honor John McCain?
Absolutely. No sooner was the senator dead and the funeral planned than Senator Chuck Schumer, the Democratic minority leader, began calling for taking the name of Richard Brevard Russell off the Russell Senate building and making it the John Sidney McCain Senate building. Now, it is an honorable thing to honor John McCain. Personally, this reporter would love to see the Pentagon named the John McCain Defense Center. That would be appropriate. But taking the name of one senator off a building and replacing it for another when it becomes fashionable, well, that's what they do in Russia, or they did in Orwell's 1984 in Oceania, when people become unpersons. Now, Senator Russell served from 1933 until his death in 1971. He was truly a man of the Senate, and if you want to know more about him, read Robert Caro's Master of the Senate, one of the installments in his prize-winning biography of Lyndon B. Johnson. Russell, like Southerners of his time, was a segregationist, albeit not a white supremacist, certainly, but someone who believed in the separation of the races. For that matter, so did the young Texas Senator Lyndon Johnson, whose maiden speech was a defense of segregation. Times change, and if we start judging people of the past by the standards of today, then pretty soon we're going to have no heroes at all. Now, in this case, Richard Russell went on to be chairman of the Armed Services Committee. He was a major player in the military buildup of the 1950s and 60s, and he cooperated to a degree with one-time protege Lyndon Johnson when he became president and advanced civil rights. When the Voting Rights Act came in and government planned to enforce black people's rights to vote, Russell and other senators clammed up about separation of the races. They had to for political survival. But holding their past against them and saying we have to change the name of a building, not really in the name of John McCain, but in the name of political correctness, that's just un-American.
Well, John, I don't see any further progress toward bipartisanship next week as the hearings begin on the Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. Any sense of where some of those Democratic senators are leaning that could be the sway votes?
Let's put it on the table. Senator Schumer, the aforementioned Democratic minority leader, is going to lean heavily on all the members of his conference to vote no. On the other hand, there's at least three members of that conference, Donnelly of Indiana, Manchin of West Virginia, and Heidkamp of North Dakota, who face very difficult reelection races. So far, Judge Kavanaugh has been a popular figure. Now, he's going to have his hearings next week. Depending on his performance, he may become more popular or less popular. But right now, the senators from those three states, Indiana, West Virginia, and North Dakota, are going to be hard-pressed back at home to vote for this conservative, strict constructionist nominee whom no one seems to dislike. Otherwise, it will become an issue, and they might not be there to vote for Democratic control next year. My guess is that Brett Kavanaugh will slip through to confirmation with all Republican votes and two of the three Democratic votes he needs for confirmation, much as Judge Gorsuch did when he became Justice Gorsuch a year ago.
Quick procedural question. What is the time frame?
The hearings will begin next week, September 4th. They should be done by the end of the week or, at the very latest, the beginning of next week. Then the Senate Judiciary Committee will send the nomination to the full Senate floor, and one can expect a full vote on confirmation at the very latest in October. This will be resolved before the election.
Quick check of the traffic and weather, then we will continue our conversation with John Gizzi. James Stanley's in the traffic center. James, what's the latest over there?
Yeah, Rick, from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads this morning. The outer loop right past Old Georgetown Road, all of the lanes have opened back up, but delays remain from an accident that has cleared in the last few minutes. And don't let that new traffic pattern that they've got laid down for you just past the Allentown Road Joint Base Andrews sneak up on you. That could cause you some delays this morning, at least a little shock. Clara Barton Parkway in Maryland, both directions around MacArthur Boulevard. All of those lanes have opened back up in the last few minutes from an accident that has now cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And for today, we're looking for partly cloudy with a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 84. Cloudy on Sunday, high 89. Some afternoon thunderstorms possible on Monday with a high of 92. We'll be in the 90s again on Tuesday and Wednesday. Now in Washington, we're at 74 degrees, and we're headed up to the mid-80s this afternoon. 7:16 now on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
As we continue the Saturday morning update, we're talking with John Gizzi, White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, this week we had more primaries, especially of note, the Florida primary. Gubernatorial race, Ron DeSantis versus Andrew Gillum.
As Harry Truman once said, this is one for the books. And probably there has not been a gubernatorial race like this since California's race in 1934, when socialist and best-selling author Upton Sinclair won the Democratic nomination to take on the incumbent Republican governor Frank Merriam. Sinclair would lose narrowly in the fall. In Florida, all the smart money was on Gwen Graham, former congresswoman, daughter of the ever-popular former governor and U.S. Senator Bob Graham. She was moderate. She was pro-business. But the smart money wasn't too smart. By a narrow but decisive margin, Andrew Gillum, mayor of Tallahassee and an ally of Bernie Sanders, won. Just a little bit about Andrew Gillum. Along with being the first black man ever nominated by either party for governor of the Sunshine State, he's for raising the corporate tax by 40%. He believes in Medicare for all. In other words, he is preaching from the same psalm book as Bernie Sanders. And that means that psalm book begins not with a P, but with an S, as in socialism. The Republican Ron DeSantis is a gentleman that I have known since his first election in 2012. He's half Hispanic. He is a graduate of Yale University, where he was captain of the baseball team, Harvard Law School. He won the Bronze Star in the U.S. Navy, and he's one of the brightest people I know. With support from a fellow named Trump, he won the Republican nomination easily. And now there will be a classic shoot-off between conservative DeSantis and far-left Democrat Gillum. A postscript on this. Gillum had the backing of George Soros, the multimillionaire bankroller of left-wing Democratic candidates, and the support of multimillionaire Tom Steyers, a major figure in the environmental movement, and Jane Fonda. In other words, the far left of the Democratic Party wants to see a Governor Gillum. Whether that happens remains to be seen. And there's a far bigger issue involved here, Rick. Democrats cut from the Bernie Sanders mold have been winning primaries. They took out Congressman Joe Crowley, a member of the House Democratic leadership in New York. They nominated the lady who will probably be the first Muslim woman congressman from Michigan, and they managed to secure nominations for all four statewide offices in Michigan, with the top of the ticket led by state legislator Gretchen Whitmer, who never met a tax she wouldn't hike. Andrew Gillum is just the latest step in this trek to the port by the modern Democratic Party. It remains to be seen whether they can win in November, but it's sure going to be fun reporting on.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure. And I leave today for the service at the National Cathedral for John McCain. It's something I want to do very much, and I look forward to reporting on it.
Thank you, John. It is 7:20 on the Saturday morning update. Much has been said about John McCain by many people this week, and we were looking for maybe a slightly different perspective. And next up, we will be talking with Senator Max Cleland. Senator Cleland is a Democrat who served in the Senate with John McCain, and he is a Vietnam veteran as well. So an interesting bond between John McCain and Max Cleland as Vietnam veterans. We'll talk about it next.
Need your carpets cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to JoeHadid.com. Larry O'Connor here for my good friends at Renters Warehouse. You know, when people decide not to rent their home, the number one reason I hear is that they don't want to deal with tenants. Boy, I can relate to that. I used to rent out my home from across the country. Not so easy. But with Renters Warehouse handling the property management for you, renting is incredibly easy. Renters Warehouse finds people who stay a while, pay the rent on time, and respect your property. You just collect the checks. Renters Warehouse does it so well with their incredible marketing machine. They tap hundreds of websites to score you the perfect tenant in just a few weeks. Then their certified tenant match and warranty process kicks in. They do it all, from walkthrough, background, and credit checks to lease documents, inspections, rental licensing. They even provide a free 9-month tenant warranty, so if the renters default for any reason, they'll replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Find the right tenants for your home by calling 202-897-2822. 202-897-2822 or go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Renters Warehouse. Great tenants live here.
Fall's coming, and maybe you're dying to fall in love, but the truth is, love isn't something you just fall into. If you want to find real connections, you need the professional matchmakers with It's Just Lunch on your side. I've met with Sandra and her team of matchmakers at It's Just Lunch. They have the solution that guarantees you'll go out on dates. Their matchmaking process is simple and easy. First, they really get to know you. Then they hand-select matches from their exclusive membership base and even make the reservations for you. Before you know it, you're across the table from a high-quality match in a low-pressure situation with someone who shares your values, interests, and goals, who'll get you excited about dating again. All thanks to the master matchmakers with It's Just Lunch. Don't fall in love. Find love with It's Just Lunch. Call or text Sandra at 202-466-6699. That's 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Wilson at thehybridagent.com, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our hybrid model, now powered by Keller Williams, combines the best in people, process, and technology while saving our clients thousands in real estate commissions. As a matter of fact, we've already saved our clients over $50 million. Check us out at thehybridagent.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's thehybridagent.com.
Ready to trade sitting in traffic for sitting on the beach? Don't miss The Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services, Saturdays at 2 here on WMAL.
This is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and it is an honor to be joined by Senator Max Cleland. He served as a Democrat in the United States Senate from 1997 to 2003. He is a U.S. Army veteran, losing both legs and a forearm in the Vietnam War. He is a recipient of the Silver Star and the Bronze Star for actions in combat. He also served as the Administrator of Veterans Affairs and as the Secretary of the American Battle Monuments Commission. Senator Cleland, it is wonderful to have you with us on WMAL. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
As you were both veterans of the Vietnam War, tell us a little bit about the camaraderie that you shared with John McCain in the Senate.
Well, first of all, you know, none of us Vietnam veterans did anything to hurt another Vietnam veteran. John McCain never campaigned against me. John McCain never campaigned against Kerry. As a matter of fact, he denounced the ads run against me and against Kerry. And so there was a special bond there that we had that nobody else had. Secondly, I think McCain had a powerful sense of duty to the country, and he wasn't going to let anything interfere with that. That's why he was branded as a maverick. He would not let anybody or anything come between him and his sense of duty, which was forged in the terrible agony of being in a cell for 5 years in Hanoi. His determination to survive also became a determination to do the right thing in his mind. So when he made up his mind, that was it. There was no dissuading him from that by Republicans, Democrats, president, anything. So when McCain thought he was right, he went for it. That was it. And people admired that about him. And I did. And quite frankly, he became known as a maverick in the Senate but he was just an independent thinker and an independent individual. And I think that's what the nation grabbed onto.
When you were in the Senate, was it a different environment than it is today? I mean, you were a Democrat, he's a Republican, but obviously a bond between the two of you. But when you look at things today, is it that much different?
Well, yeah, because we had a sense of respect for one another. Certainly those of us who had served in Vietnam. And when that respect came out once, when John went off against me, in the Senate Armed Services Committee meeting one day. And unexpectedly, he walked across the Senate and came over to my desk and apologized to me. I mean, we had such respect for each other that's what we would do.
So much has been said about John McCain from so many different perspectives. Is there anything that hasn't been said about John McCain that strikes you?
Yeah, I think he was crazy as hell, but we all were. We all were. Those of us who had been to war, we were crazy as hell. And John was like dealing with him or seeing him on TV was like seeing him sit on a powder keg. You just knew there was massive PTSD underneath all that, and massive pain and hurt. And we all carried that. We all carried that. That's why we identified with each other. That's why we were kind to each other. That's why we love one another so much.
And tell us a little bit about his sense of humor as you saw it.
Well, I didn't get a chance to see much humor. I saw John powerfully plow through a lot of things. And that's what he did, He just went straight for the goal. I mean, he didn't mess around. He didn't sugarcoat things. He didn't need to. The price that he paid for his public service was just unimaginable.
Is there anybody that you can think of that could carry that torch of working across the aisle? He scolded the Senate back in July of 2017 and in terms of the severe partisanship. Is there any path you see that could bring us together a little bit across the aisle?
Not right now. But, John McCain set a pattern for us that we should sit a little taller and be a little better than we really are. Not just members of the Senate, but all of us as Americans. I will say I've identified with him so much, and that's why we feel as a nation so bereft of his presence. We will miss him. And as Joe Biden said in Phoenix, we shall not see his like again.
Senator Max Cleland, state of Georgia, thank you so much for being with us this morning, and thank you for your service to our nation, sir.
Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.
It was July 25th of 2017, Senator John McCain on the floor of the Senate.
Our deliberations can still be important and useful, but I think we'd all agree they haven't been overburdened by greatness lately. And right now, they aren't producing much for the American people. Both sides have let this happen. Let's leave the history of who shot first to the historians. I suspect they'll find we all conspired in our decline, either by deliberate actions or neglect. We've all played some role in it. Certainly I have. Sometimes I've let my passion rule my reason. Sometimes I made it harder to find common ground because of something harsh I said to a colleague. Sometimes I wanted to win more for the sake of winning than to achieve a contested policy.
Coming up on the 7:30 news on WMAL, we are back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and among the topics, the very latest on Bruce Ohr, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page. What is the latest on that saga? Joint exercises with South Korea in the offing for the U.S. military. What does that mean for North Korea? That's coming up with Tony Schaefer, and also Governor Cuomo's comments about ICE, calling them thugs. Ugh, that's on the way as well. And we'll be talking with Jerry Bodlander. He'll have the very latest on the details of this morning's services for John McCain at the National Cathedral and the commemoration at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial this morning. All coming up on the Saturday Morning Update.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. The National Cathedral will be filled with mourners today, paying their final respects to the late Senator John McCain. The main eulogist will be former Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama. National Cathedral spokesperson Kevin Ekstrom.
This is probably the biggest funeral that we have hosted since President Ford in 2007, but this is not a state funeral per se. This is what we call an official funeral. There are some differences, and the biggest difference is the involvement of certain government security.
The late senator's body will be moved to the cathedral around 8:30 this morning from the U.S. Capitol, where McCain lied in state yesterday. This man waited to pay his respects.
There are no men left, I think, in the Hill like John McCain. I mean, this is a guy of valor, honesty, character.
This morning, McCain's motorcade will go down Constitution Avenue, making a stop at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. McCain will be buried tomorrow at the U.S. Naval Academy Cemetery in Annapolis. Two D.C. fire trucks crashed into each other on the way to a fire yesterday, leaving eight firefighters injured. They were taken to the hospital to be treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The accident happened at 15th and K Street Southeast. The firefighters were going to a fire in an apartment building on L Street Southeast. In sports, the Nats fall to the Brewers 4-1, and the team trades Gio Gonzalez to the Brewers. Game 2 in that series is tonight. The Royals beat the O's 9-2. Game 2 in that series is tonight. And the Terps play Texas in their season opener today. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Hey, honey, what's going on?
I was just logging in and checking on our account, and I thought we were going to do better this year.
I know. I've been trying to watch what I spend. No more stopping for coffee for me.
I don't think giving up coffee is going to do it. We need more income for our day-to-day, not to mention setting aside something for the kids' college and our retirement.
Man, I wish there was an answer.
For most of us, no one ever taught us how to invest, yet it's a skill that we all need. If you're looking to generate extra income, Online Trading Academy, the leader in financial education, can help. Attend one of Online Trading Academy's free introductory classes, and they'll show you how to create monthly, weekly, or even daily income using their patented supply and demand strategy. Plus, this month, they'll send you home with their free investor kit, loaded with guides to smarter investing and lessons from the pros just for attending. Register now by calling 877-304-TRADE, 877-304-8723, or otaclass.com. 877-304-TRADE or otaclass.com.
It's 7:33 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Shane Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yeah, Heather, thank you, and good morning. We're still seeing a big delay now in Virginia. 95 southbound, the ramp to get onto the westbound Dale City lanes. That ramp still blocked. They've got an accident investigation now going on. Earlier, that was a serious crash with injuries. We're also seeing some delays this morning on northbound 95, right past Triangle. An accident off of the right shoulder, primarily just onlooker delays. The outer loop, right past Georgetown. All of those lanes have opened back up from an earlier crash, but now it's unwinding, so that's going to take just a few minutes to happen. And watch for the street closures. Cones are already out for the funeral procession. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high near 84. Tonight, a chance of more showers and thunderstorms, a low around 72. And tomorrow, a chance of more showers and thunderstorms with a high near 87. Right now, 76 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Effects of Brain Chemistry on Your Health on Wednesday, September 12th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Rozelle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
I've got very exciting news for you. In less than 2 years, EMP 180 Weight Loss has secured their position as the standard of nutritional weight loss in the D.C. area. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's unbelievable to think that when I first started with EMP 180, there was only one location in Tyson's Corner. And now, due to all the listeners who've taken my advice and called EMP 180, they've expanded to four locations. That's right, four, because EMP 180 has just opened their fourth location in Alexandria. EMP 180 Alexandria is now taking appointments, so there's one less excuse to put off calling if you live or work around the Alexandria area. Listen, EMP 180 has always believed that losing weight should be easy, and now, with four locations, it's even easier to get there. So don't wait. EMP180weightloss.com. Locations in Tyson's Corner, Rockville, Woodbridge, and now Alexandria. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
There's no shortage of roofing companies in Northern Virginia, so how do you choose the company that's right for you? Hey, it's Chris Plant, and for more than two decades, my friend Kyle Hoffman of Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's most trusted contractor for affordable roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Kyle believes that choosing a contractor comes down to more than just price. That's why he holds his team to the industry's highest level of professionalism. It's this focus on quality and service that results in homeowners consistently recommending Roofing and More to their friends and neighbors. Now, when you call Roofing and More and mention WMAL, you get a $500 credit on a second service in addition to their current roofing specials. Call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206. Online at roofingandmoreinc.com. That's roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more at Roofing and More.
Roofing and More, what's the more for? Windows, siding, gutters, and doors.
Saturday morning update continues at 7:37. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us, advising producer on Chain of Command on the National Geographic Channel. Tony, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Rick. Always good to be on. Thank you.
All right. You've been keeping a close eye on the developments with Bruce Ohr and the Mueller probe, and a story that's making its rounds this morning because it sort of happened last night. Lawyers for George Papadopoulos, the former Trump campaign aide, say that Donald Trump nodded with approval when Papadopoulos suggested he could facilitate a meeting between Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. And the story goes on, that contention is in a sentencing memorandum filed late last night. Defense lawyers seeking probation for Papadopoulos, who pleaded guilty last year to the FBI and is awaiting sentencing. I would imagine that will be the big story on MSNBC and CNN this weekend. But didn't Trump end up meeting Vladimir Putin in Helsinki?
Oh, no, of course. The meeting that was proposed, as I recall, didn't happen. And if you dig deeper into that memo, Rick, you'll see that there was a proposal for putting Russian dressing on a salad that Trump was having, too. I mean, this is all nonsense. This is all, like, so what? During a political campaign, people lay out certain ideas of how to get information or how to shape certain perceptions. You may recall that there was a very dramatic moment when Trump met with the president of Mexico before the election. Remember that? Oh, my goodness, President Trump, you know, he's usurping Obama and everything by going down to Mexico. So what? That was a political stunt for purposes of trying to achieve a certain perception. And so when you're having a conversation with your political campaign staff and someone says, hey, why don't you go meet with this guy? Oh, maybe that's a good idea. That's all it is. And if that's as much as they've got, Rick, then there's a real problem with the Russian collusion investigation, because that means absolutely nothing.
All right, let's turn to the latest developments. Of course, Bruce Ohr was up on Capitol Hill, and he's one of the top investigators at the FBI, and he was sort of mixed in with Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Andrew McCabe in much of what has happened. And what is the very latest on what he told the Senate in the testimony this week when he was on Capitol Hill?
Well, there's two things which are really glaring. I mean, we could probably talk about just this for about 20 minutes, but the two glaring things is he admitted apparently in closed session that he did not make full financial and affiliation disclosures regarding his wife's work and the fact that there were parallel issues, overlapping issues between what she was doing with Fusion GPS and her work with the DNC and what he was doing as an official of the FBI. That clearly indicates there's grounds for, if not for an investigation, for a great deal of scrutiny relating to that whole relationship. And secondly, I'm told that from meetings I had yesterday that there are gaps, inconsistencies between what he has said relating to the information in Christopher Steele and the Steele dossier compared to he and others who have already testified. So there's clearly grounds for continued and expanded investigations of essentially who shot John behind the scenes, who's most responsible for this. And one thing I will say is someone who's handled assets in the manner that Steele was being handled, having contact with an asset that is terminated in the case of Steele. Steele was terminated for purposes of essentially deceptive acts and leaking to the media. It is forbidden for any government official to have contact with a terminated asset. So that's another area of contention. So and all in all, the Ohr thing is bad. I mean, he appears to be, if for the audience who remembers the old X-Files, this guy appears to be the cigarette smoking man. He kind of touches a little bit of everything behind the scenes, and it just opens more doors that need to be looked at regarding collusion and on the Democrat side.
Okay, you mentioned more doors that need to be looked at.
Yeah.
What are the next steps, if there are any plotted out so far on Capitol Hill, into this whole question of, you know, was there a campaign against Donald Trump at the top levels of the FBI? What's the next step?
Well, I think it's putting the pieces together. I mean, you have pieces, some that fit, some that don't. You got to map things out. You got to figure out dates, times, and who was doing what. And you got to start calling people out, Rick. I mean, some of this, I'm told by at least one case, there's clear perjury of Peter Strzok based on accounts of others. So at this point, you've got to figure out essentially what the truth is. It's going to be a very difficult challenge. And then my judgment, you got to start charging people with perjury and other crimes because you cannot allow this level of wrongdoing to stand and not have something happen. So.
Well, it will be very interesting, especially if this gets to public hearings, if these inconsistencies are documented and are read on national television. That will be quite interesting.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Want to turn to, well, I don't really want to, but I must turn to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah.
And he's in a debate this week with the gubernatorial opponent in the race in New York, Cynthia Nixon. And this is what Governor Cuomo had to say about ICE.
New York State is the state that says we will not cooperate with ICE. They're a bunch of thugs. He politicized ICE. They're a bunch of thugs. We said we will sue them if they violate any criminal laws in the state of New York.
All right. Help me out, Tony. Is ICE a bunch of thugs?
No, you know, it's interesting that how politicians will portray things which allow them to essentially use them as a straw man. ICE simply executes the laws of the land within the context of enforcing those laws which require that we remove illegal aliens. That's it. And they do so by investigative work. They identify the locations. They go about trying as best they can to legally execute the law. They do detain people. They put them on airplanes and other means of transportation and remove them from the United States back to their country of origin. That's it. And for this misportrayal, this political misportrayal for purposes of trying to allow for Cuomo and others to benefit politically is completely insane. He is literally trying to incite violence by the population against a group of law enforcement officers who are simply trying to execute. And I'm telling you this right now. What he's saying, that Donald Trump politicizing, quote-unquote politicizing ICE, no. Donald Trump has simply told ICE to go do your job based on your legal obligations and the requirements of the law. That's it. And ICE is doing that. So simply put, President Trump said, hey, go do your job. ICE is doing their job. And it just indicates to me that the last administration, under President Obama, ICE was not doing its job as it was supposed to. And so I'm sorry some people find it odious that ICE is actually doing its job, but that's ICE's job, is to do its job.
And real quick, sensational headlines about American citizens in Texas who were not having their passports renewed and not available to them. And there was a lot of story about that, but they didn't tell the other side of the story, which is many of the birth certificate records were faked in Texas by the handlers, these people that bring them in, the facilitators that bring in the immigrants from out of the country. So there's more to the story than meets the eye, especially meets the eye on CNN and MSNBC. Want to turn to Larry O'Connor's article on Obama lying about knowing about Hillary Clinton's illegal server. And you've got some opinions on that.
Well, you know, that's the thing, Rick. I mean, this is fact. I mean, Larry, I love Larry. You know, Larry, we all work together getting information out. And Larry's article points out a glaring fact that people have largely overlooked, the fact that the FBI, the DOJ IG, Inspector General, the DOJ, concluded that President Obama himself was aware of Hillary Clinton's illegal server and lied about it when asked. So my posit here, and I think Larry is clear on this, this is a glaring example of a two-tier justice system. And remember this, you know, it's one thing for people to be held accountable for leaking information or lying to the American people, but I would argue the people who are the most egregiously violating the law do the most damage. I mean, President Obama putting information through that system now that we know that it was compromised by the Chinese. You know, Rick, President Obama was a co-conspirator who actually allowed for and continued to have significant national security information leaked in real time to the Chinese. That's no small issue. But people get sent to jail for taking pictures of their bunk on a nuclear submarine. But you have the most senior members of the nation being given a free pass consistently for leaking much more vital information to enemies of the United States. It's simply not acceptable. And I think, you know, this is something that we need to all demand action on.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, as always, thanks so much for joining us. And
sure.
I want to mention Chain of Command, because that's the series that you have been advising producer on the National Geographic Channel, and a number of episodes. And if anybody missed episodes during the season, long Labor Day weekend with rain in the forecast on a couple of days, might be an interesting opportunity for you to go to the National Geographic Channel and check out Chain of Command if you haven't seen it. A fascinating look inside our military. Tony, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks.
7:48 Saturday morning update on WMAL. Coming up next, we'll get the very latest on the details of the National Cathedral Services for Senator John McCain and a commemoration this morning at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. That's coming up next.
If you want to save time and money on parking at the best events in D.C. this summer, reserve your spot in advance with Spot Hero. From outdoor concerts to dinner in the district, or just a night out on the town with friends, Spot Hero has you covered. Simply download the Spot Hero app and type in your destination. Spot Hero will show you the closest parking spots and prices. Then reserve the space you want and use promo code FAST on the Spot Hero app to save $10 off your first park. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these individuals a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family, and we strive to make our most fearful patients feel completely comfortable, whether it's taking a small pill to feel relaxed or sleeping through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry services range from comprehensive and cosmetic dentistry to teeth in a day. Whether it's a single tooth or full mouth reconstruction, these implants are the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. We can also tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
When you need home service, do you feel anxiety and dread scheduling? Me too. But when it's electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, I can schedule with my own company, and I'm relaxed knowing that I'll get world-class service. But wait, so can you. I'm Chuck Teets, founder of AActionHomeServices.com. Call me today at 703-922-1900. AActionHomeServices.com. Problem solved.
Time for a check of the traffic and weather. James Stanley's in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning, James.
Yeah, Rick, we've already got some street closures here in the district for the big funeral procession expected today. It's going to be busy, lots of folks out and about. Constitution Avenue, both directions, 3rd to Harry Bacon is completely shut down. Also, 1st Northeast from Constitution to Independence Southeast, all of those lanes are blocked too. In Maryland, Chesapeake Bay Bridge, both directions, two-way traffic operations in effect, so watch for delays possibly to build through there. Virginia, southbound 95, the ramp to get onto westbound Dale City. They still have that completely shut down from an accident investigation. An earlier serious accident with injuries caused that. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We have a 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms today with a high of 84. For tomorrow, cloudy, high of 89. And on Monday, we have a 40% chance of afternoon thunderstorms with a high of 92. Tuesday and Wednesday look partly cloudy with a high in the 90s. Outside in D.C., 75, headed to 84 this afternoon. 7:51 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday morning update and services this morning for Senator John McCain at the National Cathedral. Our own Jerry Bodlander is covering it for us. And Jerry, thank you for being with us this morning.
Good to be with you.
All right. First off, the procession will leave the Capitol around 8:30 or so and will head to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial?
That's correct. Senator McCain, of course, spent 5.5 years as a prisoner of war during the Vietnam conflict, and the hearse will stop there. His widow, Cindy, will get out and will lay a wreath at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial before the procession goes up to the Washington National Cathedral for today's funeral service.
And the details of the service, some of them have come out. And what will we see during that service at the National Cathedral?
There are about 2,500 invited guests. Most notably, the senator asked former Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama to give the eulogies at his funeral. He made those requests to the two former presidents personally several months ago. Other speakers include former Senator Joe Lieberman, the Democrat turned independent, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger. Lindsey Graham will read a passage from the Bible. Another reading will be by former New Hampshire Senator Kelly Ayotte. Several of the late senator's children will speak. Daughter Megan will give a tribute. His son Jimmy will read a poem. Daughter Sydney will read a passage from Corinthians. And opera singer Renee Fleming will sing Danny Boy, which is something that the late senator requested.
And that service begins at 10 o'clock at the Washington National Cathedral. And much talk about the pallbearers at John McCain's funeral.
That's right. Late senator asked a wide range of people, many of them with connections to politics, to be pallbearers. Former Vice President Joe Biden, former Senators Russ Feingold, Phil Graham, Gary Hart, Tom Ridge, the former governor of Pennsylvania, the former DHS secretary is another one of them, current Senator Sheldon Whitehouse. And then there's a name of a Russian dissident, Vladimir Karamurza. He was twice poisoned. He's currently the vice chair of a pro-democracy group called Open Russia. And McCain spoke about him on the Senate floor after one of the poisonings. It drew attention to the case. Karamurza basically attributed the fact that he's still alive to Senator McCain. And the invitation has been interpreted as, you know, taking a swipe at President Trump for his close relations, if you will, with Russian President Vladimir Putin, something that the late senator thought was just a huge, huge mistake.
Jerry Bodlander, thank you so much for covering the funeral for us this morning.
Good to be with you. Have a good day.
And you too. 7:55 now on the Saturday morning update.
Attention homeowners. Do you have mountains of debt and feel like your payments aren't making a dent? Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month. Network Capital can make it all possible, and they can make it fast and easy. Call 800-700-8068. 800-700-8068. Network Capital Funding. Mortgage possible.
I was watching the commercial where somebody was talking about the sensation of your socks being all balled up under your toes, when in fact they're not. And I said, that's exactly what I got.
After being diagnosed with neuropathy, a neurologist didn't give Mark many answers.
And he said, well, you can take some vitamins. We can prescribe a painkiller. I said, but I don't have any pain. And he said, well, there's really not much else you can do. I called to set up an appointment with Virginia Family Chiropractic because they were the only treatment I could find that didn't involve taking drugs or painkillers or things like that.
Virginia Family Chiropractic combines high-dose laser with nerve regeneration methods that can rehabilitate damaged nerves.
I have to say, I'm kind of amazed. The change for my feet has been truly amazing.
If you experience numbness, shooting pains, or loss of balance, call to learn if you're a candidate for our drug-free and non-surgical treatment. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520 or virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
What would you do with an extra $50,000? Well, that's a question JT and Mary Kate were able to ask themselves recently after the Carrie Shull team sold their home. This is Mary Walter, and JT and Mary Kate decided to sell their Arlington townhome and called the Carrie Shull team. Because of Carrie's unique marketing and home selling system, they had over 100 showings the first week on the market, resulting in a bidding war. They ended up getting $53,000 more for their townhome than their neighbors got with an identical home that same month. Carrie spends thousands of dollars on marketing each month to attract more buyers and to sell your home for the most money. Carrie Shull is so confident in her system for selling homes, she guarantees it. In fact, Carrie can even give you an instant cash offer on your home within 24 hours. So don't waste any more time. Call the agent that I would call were I to sell my home. Call Carrie Shull at 703-952-SOLD or go online to carrieshull.com. That's K-E-R-I-S-H-U-L-L.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-640-9509. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-640-9509. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-640-9509. That's 800-640-9509.
Attention homeowners, this is your Thompson Creek window of opportunity for huge savings. Hi, it's Mary Walter, and you can save a ton of money this holiday weekend when you call my friends at Thompson Creek today and schedule your appointment for this Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. You'll get additional Labor Day savings on top of their end of summer super sale. This means you save even more when you make an appointment for this Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Thompson Creek Windows is the one company that does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows so you never have to worry about paying the middleman markup. Buying direct from Thompson Creek means you get high-quality windows at an affordable price. Appointments are limited, first come, first served. Call 855-57-CREEK now to schedule your appointment for incredible savings this weekend only. That number again is 855-57-CREEK or go to thompsoncreek.com.
Home.
That's it for the Saturday morning update. The news is next at 8 with Heather Curtis. Then it's Garden Sense. Stay with us throughout the weekend on WMAL as we cover the commemorations for Senator John McCain.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.